Hi everyone, I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And have you ever been to Thailand?
Actually, no. I've always
No.
wanted to. I keep saying this, but no, I haven't been to Thailand. Have you?
I've been once, but I want to go again because I know it's a really, really nice place
Can we
to
go
visit. Yeah,
together?
of course. But there are some special rules and
Uh-huh.
customs
I
there.
know, I've heard.
Yeah, like one of them is if you go visit the temples, you can't show your arms or legs because that's
Really?
considered rude.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I just know that a lot of like scary horror or
Oh,
like
the
ghost
ghost.
movies,
Yeah.
对, 泰国很多恐怖鬼片, super scary.
I'm scared of that too. But
I know,
luckily,
I don't dare
hopefully,
to watch.
we won't meet any ghosts there.
No.
It's also when you speak to people, I think you have to like bow your head or something. You put your hands down. Exactly.
Sawatdeekap, or something like that. But the
Yeah.
food there must be really
Oh, the
good.
food there is really good. So I think we should visit Thailand. All right. So today we're going to learn a little bit more about Thailand and one of the kind of interesting things that happens there. So let's take a look at our article.
Plus Encyclopedia.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about Thailand's national anthem. The question of the day is, why do people in Thailand stand still at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. every day? A. Because it is time to say a prayer together. Because the police are checking something. C. Because they are listening to the national anthem. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is C. Because they are listening to the national anthem. You're walking around a busy Thai city one evening. Suddenly, everyone stops walking and talking. They stand respectfully and listen to the country's national song. You might find this strange, but it happens everywhere in Thailand twice a day. Every TV station, radio station, government building, and school plays a song. The national anthem is very important to the Thai people. If you visit Thailand, don't forget to respect the anthem. Still, still. Please keep still so I can take a picture of you. Please keep still so I can take a picture of you. Strange, strange. Do you hear the strange noise? Where is it coming from? Do you hear the strange noise? Where is it coming from? Everywhere, everywhere. You can find convenience stores everywhere in Taiwan. You can find convenience stores everywhere in Taiwan. Important, important. This doll is important to Jenny. It was the first gift from her dad. This doll is important to Jenny. It was the first gift from her dad.
Sawadee ka. All right. So today we have our fun facts, and we have a question today, and it's why do people in Thailand stand still at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. every day?
They
Okay.
do.
Yeah, I didn't notice that actually when I was there. So 8 a.m., 6 p.m. every day. So that means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They do this every single day.
很有
Wow.
趣哦！大家知不知道为什么泰国的人们在每天早上的8点跟下午的6点都站着不动呢？这里的 every day 当然就是每天。注意哦，every 后面我们都要接单数的名词，表示每一个什么什么，像是 every day 怎么样怎么样，或是 every girl。Wears or likes diamonds,
Oh,
right?
that's true.
Okay. 那很多人常常把 everyday 两个字的 everyday 跟一个字的 everyday 搞混。 两个字的 everyday 是表示时间副词，像是如果我要说，哎，我每天，因为我真的都睡到中午才起床了、I get up at noon every day. That's true.
Lucky.
Okay. 但是一个字的 everyday 则是表示形容词，日常的，每天的。Like everyday clothes, 就是指你每天要穿的衣服。那如果 every 后面接时间，像是我们课文的 every day, every week, 就是每周 every year, 每年。哇，这时候就是要表示这个发生的频率。OK, 那如果想要知道更多有关动作发生频率或是次数的说法，for example, once a year or twice a year, 但要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师，萨瓦迪卡。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Oh, darling, 这一等可是等死我了。想当年哦，超人特工队第一集上映的时候轰动全球，竟然隔了14年才演第二集。OMG, 我还以为不演了。如果没有演，你们不就看不到我设计的 so beautiful 超人服装了？没有错，我就是顶尖超级英雄服装设计师伊呼人。亲爱的，别说你不认识我了。是说不是什么事情呢都像超人特工队电影一样让人一等就是14年，很多日常生活的事情呢是时常发生的，或者是呢它已经变成一种习惯了。在英文里面我们应该怎么样来说说这些频率或是次数呢？比方说我每周都会出门一次跟我的经纪公司开会。在学会每周一次每周几次之前呢，我们先来看一下一次两次三次应该怎么说咯。一次两次的这个次呢在英文里面呢就要使用times 这个字，比方说呢，我们说100次 ，100 times， 或者是呢三次 ，three times， 我们呢就用数字加上 times， 很简单吧？但是啊，其中也有意外例外了，那呢就是我们的一次和两次。一次呢我们说 once， 那两次呢我们就用 twice。对对对，没错 ，darling， 你说的没错，就是周子瑜那个 twice， 就是呢两次的意思。现在呢，我们知道一次两次该怎么讲，那多久一次应该怎么说啦？其实啊非常简单，我们呢就在次数后面呢加上时间就可以了。比方说呢，我刚刚说我一周开一次会 ，I go to the meeting once a week. I go to the meeting once a week. 一周一次就是 once a week。我们再举个例子了，我呢和鲍勃以及何丽夫妻哦，感情呢算是还可以了。大概呢，我们每个月呢会见个一两次面。I meet Bob and Helen twice a month. 我一个月呢会见到他们两次。I meet Bob and Helen twice a month. 接下来就该你举一反三啦，亲爱的。医生最常说，这个药呢，你一天吃三次，一天三次，你该怎么说？没有错 ,Bravo, 就是呢 ,three times a day. You should take this medicine three times a day. You should take this medicine three times a day. 频率的用法就是这么说的啦。说了这么多，你怎么还在这里？赶快呢去电影院看我累积了14年的能量吧。哈哈哈哈哈。
All right, so they do this every day, and what they do is they stand still. Still, here is our word power word. It's spelled S-T-I-L-L, still. Still is an adjective, and it means not moving. There is no motion or activity. So have you guys ever played a game of ghost? In Chinese, it's 一二三木头人. For example, you have one person who calls 一二三木头人, and when that person says that phrase, you must stop.We can say that you are still, you are not moving. So when you stop, you are not moving. Okay? We can also use this to describe other things like still water. That means the water is calm, it's not flowing, it's not moving around, it's not rushing, making loud noises. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, please keep still so I can take a picture of you. Please keep still so I can take a picture of you.
I love that game, 一二三木头人.
Okay.
Stand still.
Okay.
All right. Still 是什么呢？就是静止的 ，not moving. 它是一个形容词。像中文，我们好像有一句话是"心如止水"。 止水当然就是不动的水 still water, okay, 没有动静的 Or sometimes maybe you could describe a hot still day, a day without wind.
Oh, sounds really hot.
Yeah,
okay.
It sounds like something we have often in Taiwan.
Yeah, I know, 真的超闷热的 okay.那刚刚的例句提到就是请保持静止这样我才可以帮你拍一张照
OK All right, so why do they stand still every day at 8 and 6 p.m., 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.? Let's take a look at our choices. We have A, because it is time to say a prayer together. And a prayer is some words you can say out loud or something in your head, and you kind of speak to God or you ask for something. So it could be that.
Okay, so 我们来看一下选项 A, 因为这是一个一起祷告的时间哦。Prayer 就是祷告啦，或者是祈祷。那它的动词呢，就是 pray。
Mm-hmm. Or it could be B, because the police are checking something. Ooh, that's kind of scary.
Okay, 应该不是这个吧。I don't think it sounds like B, 因为警察正在检查某些东西吗？
They would do this anyway without them having to stand still.
Right.
Or it could be C, because they are listening to the national anthem. Now, when we're talking about an anthem, it's just a song of praise or happiness or loyalty. Or it can be like, you know, your main song of something. Now, when we talk about the national anthem, it means this song shows kind of like your happiness or your praise to a certain country.
好，我们来看一下 C.我觉得好像是 C 哦，因为他们正在聆听 National Anthem 是什么呢 ？Anthem 就是国歌，或者是它有颂歌的意思哦。I think it's C.
Probably that makes a lot more sense. Are you ready for the answer? All right. So it says you're walking around a busy Thai city one evening.
所以一个傍晚，你正走在繁忙的泰国城市中。
Suddenly.Everyone stops walking and talking.
Oh, okay. 突然间每个人都停止走路然后也不能说话没有交谈哦。
That's kind of scary. Sounds kind of like a scary Thai film.
Okay.
All right, just kidding. It's not that bad. It says, they stand respectfully and listen to the country's national song.
I got it.
So you got the right answer. What they're doing is they're listening to the national anthem. That's...Choice C. It says, they're listening to the national song respectfully. Respectfully just means to show a lot of respect. And when you respect someone or something, it means that you have a feeling that you admire that person or you feel like that person or thing is very important or valuable.
Wow. Okay, so...答案大家有猜中了吗？因为我猜对了，就是他们尊敬的站立，一边聆听这个国家的国歌。我们都知道 respect 就是尊重 ，OK， 尊敬。但是它的副词 respectfully，OK，、okay, 就是尊敬地这样子的意思喽。
And the article says you might find this strange, but it happens everywhere in Thailand twice a day.
Wow.
Right? So for people visiting, we might think, What are they doing? Why are people standing still like that? It's kind of scary, but actually it's something very, very normal for them because it happens twice a day. Now we can find an object with, as an adjective. So we can say, find the book funny. Okay, find something with an adjective. So we can find the book funny or you can find the movie boring or you can find the sandwich delicious. So we'll have Laura explain a little bit of this for you guys.
Okay.所以呢，我们可能会觉得好像很怪，对不对？不过其实，在泰国每个地方一天都会发生两次哦，所以下次去泰国就不要觉得说，好怪哦。OK， 我们这里先来提一下，刚刚 Tiffany 老师补充说明哦，就是 find 后面接一个 object， 再接个形容词 ，OK， 就是认为或是发觉。感觉到某个事物如何如何，比方像是 I find this movie exciting, okay, or 我要跟他相反 I find the pizza disgusting, because you mentioned about the sandwich delicious,
right?
Okay, 那我们还提到 twice a day 是几次呢？一天两次。所以如果我们要表示多久时间内发生几次 ，okay, 比方一天一次就是 once a day.
That's right. So, for foreigners, for people visiting, we might find this strange, but it's really normal for them. So let's take a look at the word strange. It's spelled S-T-R-A-N-G-E. Strange. Strange is an adjective and it means different from what is usual or what is the normal or what is expected. It's different than what you thought or different than what you know. So let's say your dog wakes you up every single day, but one day he does not do that. We can say the way your dog acts is strange because it is doing something different than what it normally does. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, do you hear the strange noise? Where is it coming from? Do you hear the strange noise? Where is it coming from?
I didn't hear anything. Are you trying
to
scare me?
Was it just me? Was it just me then?
Is it your stomach growling?
No, I don't think so.
还是什么的? I didn't hear anything strange.
Uh-oh.
That's strange. Strange 是什么呢?就是奇怪的。当然你也可以用 weird 或者是 funny 也是表示怪怪的。像是 she got a strange feeling when the phone rang.
好恐怖。
是对鬼来电恐怖片。或是 he gave me a strange look. 有人有时候跟你讲话可能就是有怪怪的表情的反应哦。OK, 那回到刚刚的例句 Tiffany 他说你有听到那奇怪的声音吗他是从哪里发出来的。Okay, I don't know.
I don't know where it is. But anyways, we see another word power word here. We see the word everywhere. It's called everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere is an adverb and it means in or to every place. For example, if I spilled milk everywhere, it means the milk is in every single place. Or here's another one. There are convenience stores everywhere in Taiwan. It means that in almost every place on the street in Taiwan, you can see a convenience store.Now let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, you can find convenience stores everywhere in Taiwan. You can find convenience stores everywhere in Taiwan.
That's so true, so convenient. Okay, 在台湾我们到处都可以看到便利商店
everywhere.
Okay, 就是到处是个副词。但有没有有时候觉得好像某人在打歌的时候 you seem to hear the music everywhere,like in different places, 对不对？有时候打歌打得很凶就会这样走到哪都听到这个音乐 or people came from everywhere, that means people from many places, okay?所以刚刚的例句我们其实就是有提到在台湾随处都可以找到便利商店 convenience stores.
I love that
as well.
Alright, next in the article says, every TV station, radio station, government building, and school plays the song. So really, you hear this songeverywhere you go. Now we saw here TV station, radio station. A station is basically a company or a place that makes radio or TV shows. So that's why we say radio station or TV station. It's a place where they broadcast these programs or these TV programs or these radio programs.
所以呢在泰国每一个电视台啦广播电台还有政府大楼以及学校都会播放这首歌诶。Station, 我们可以用来表示 TV station, 就是电视台或者是 radio station, 就是广播电台。
Now what they do is they play the music. Now play can have two different meanings or many different meanings. So here you can play an instrument like play the piano and it means you perform the song or this instrument for people to hear. Or it can also mean this, where you make music heard for other people to hear. So that's why radios can play music. They put the song on for lots of people to hear.
没错，其实提到 play, 它有很多用法，像是演奏啦 like I can play the piano, 或者是播放，也就是本课的意思，就是像是 can you play that music or that song or that movie even? 其实我们也可以播放影片。Okay, or our favorite song was playing on the radio. Like it.
That's right. All right, next it says, the national anthem is very important to the Thai people.
Okay, 所以歌国歌对于这个泰国人来说非常重要。
Here we see the word important. It's spelled I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-T. Important.Important is an adjective and it means having serious meaning or worth. It just means that thing really, you care about that thing a lot. Okay, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, this doll is important to Jenny. It was the first gift from her dad. This doll is important to Jenny. It was the first gift from her dad.
Important 就是重要的 It's an adjective. 像是我在生病这段时间 I felt that Tiffany is a very important friend of mine.
Thank you.
She's so important. Yeah, I know. Remember all that time I messaged you and everything? 她就一直安慰我、mm-hmm. 但是现在我就好了我就很开心、
mm-hmm.
好啦我们看回刚刚的例句就是这个洋娃娃对 Jenny 来说很重要就是她父亲给她的第一个礼物哦、
mm-hmm. Alright, so next it says If you visit Thailand, don't forget to respect the anthem And don't forget that it's nothing scary It's just something very important to them So that's why they play the national anthem twice a day
嗯，所以如果你下次拜访泰国就不要忘记呢这个要尊重国歌然后其实也不要觉得嗯，怎么那么怪哦、
嗯、
Well, it's now the end of the show But don't go away because we have our review time
Wait for it It's review time 复习时间到喽
Alright, so we're gonna play a game Can you beat Laura?Can
I'm
you?
Good.
All right, so I'm going to give you guys the definition. You guys have to guess the、
okay.
words and beat her. All right, so this means in every place. It is...
Everywhere.
That's right.、it means something that is kind of weird. It's not normal.
Strange.
That's right. Okay, ooh, she's good. You guys have to... 加油 come on. All right, this means that you're not moving.You're、no action,
still,
no motion.
Still.
Good. Okay, this one means something that you care about a lot, like me. Like
Tiffany.
Me,
like Tiffany. Me.
What
is that the word?
What word is it?
Important.
That's right. All right, so did you guys get the right answers? Okay, I hope you guys did because we need to find a champion. Okay, we need、
It's、
to find a winner.
Me. I don't want to win all the time, but I just can't help it that I'm so good.
You're just too good.
Right. Okay.
We're just kidding. We hope you guys enjoy the article, and then if you do get the chance to go to Thailand, enjoy it, respect the national anthem. But that's all the time that we have for today.、
Okay.
We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
A plus encyclopedia.
Following Thailand's rules.Hello and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about Thailand's national anthem. The question of the day is, why do people in Thailand stand still at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. every day? A. Because it is time to say a prayer together. B. Because the police are checking something. C. Because they are listening to the national anthem.Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is C, because they are listening to the national anthem. You're walking around a busy Thai city one evening. Suddenly, everyone stops walking and talking. They stand respectfully and listen to the country's national song. You might find this strange, but it happens everywhere in Thailand twice a day.Every TV station, radio station, government building, and school plays a song. The national anthem is very important to the Thai people. If you visit Thailand, don't forget to respect the anthem. Still, still. Please keep still.So I can take a picture of you. Please keep still so I can take a picture of you. Strange, strange. Do you hear the strange noise? Where is it coming from? Do you hear the strange noise? Where is it coming from? Everywhere, everywhere.You can find convenience stores everywhere in Taiwan. You can find convenience stores everywhere in Taiwan. Important, important. This doll is important to Jenny. It was the first gift from her dad. This doll is important to Jenny.It was the first gift from her dad.